Unit 8. Dr. Naoyuki Kawahara and Rosinantes. Dr. Naoyuki Kawahara started the NGO Rosinantes in 2005. Rosinantes takes its name from the tiny horse Rosinante in the classic novel Don Quixote. Dr. Naoyuki Kawahara said,Each of us individually may feel as helpless as Rosinante, but if we unite and become Rosinantes, we will surely become strong enough to make the world a better place. Rosinantes is dedicated primarily to establishing sustainable and self-sufficient medical care systems in struggling areas of the world, where there are no hospitals and few qualified medical workers.What makes Rosinantes special is the desire to create clinics that are able to provide quality health care to the local population without the need for continuous support from NGOs. In other words, Rosinantes tries to develop medical care systems under which local people can maintain standards that meet their needs long after the NGOs are gone. There is a saying that is apt here.It goes like this. If you give someone a fish, they will eat for a day. But if you teach them how to fish, they will eat for a lifetime. Rosinantes also provides infrastructure development assistance in the communities, for example, building water stations and school construction. They also assist in the development of nutrition improvement programs.Dr. Kawahara believes that improving the quality of the infrastructure of a community is critical to the overall health and well-being of its citizens. These facilities and programs are also set up to be self-sufficient at the local level. Another remarkable thing about Dr. Kawahara and Rosinantes is that they do not hesitate to go to some of the most politically unstable and dangerous areas of the world to provide assistance to people who are desperate for a lifeline. Sudan, in particular, was an area long in need of the kind of assistance that Rosinantes provides. Since 1992, almost all foreign aid continued to be cut off to the country.Including from Kawahara's native country of Japan, until 2005 when the civil war ended. The people of Sudan were suffering for years before Dr. Kawahara and the aid workers from Rosinantes were able to step in to help local populations rebuild their lives, which had been torn apart by war, famine, and disease.Things are looking up for the country of Sudan now. The United States removed the country from its list of state sponsors of terrorism in December 2020, and the United Nations removed international sanctions that had prevented almost all direct investment and assistance to the country. But this does not mean that things are back to normal in Sudan. In fact, that could be further from the case.Millions of people have been displaced from their homes and have no way to provide even the most basic necessities to survive. But one thing is certain. Dr. Kawahara and Rosinantes will be there every step of the way to help the people of Sudan rebuild their lives and regain control over their own destiny. Exercises. F. 1.In what year did Dr. Kawahara start Rosinantes? A. In 1992. B. In 2005. C. In 2016. 2. Which of these was not mentioned as an example of infrastructure development assistance provided by Rosinantes?A. School construction. B. Building new roads. C. Building water stations. 3. What best describes the primary goal of Rocinantes? A. To provide continuous support to local communities. B. To establish sustainable and self-sufficient medical care systems in remote areas of the world. C. To make the people of the world smile.